Now to a Midwestern city that's experiencing a surprising revival. Big investments have been flowing into Cleveland's once shuttered downtown. There are new hotels, a casino, and a convention center is set to open next year. People are also flowing in, mostly in their 20s and 30s, bringing with them a cultural and culinary revival. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN begins his report on Cleveland's reverse migration in a suburb.
It's been a long time since Phil Alexander opened his company Brand Muscle in the affluent Cleveland suburb of Beechwood.
We've been in Beechwood the entire time we've been in Cleveland, so 11 years almost.
Brand Muscle sells marketing software to corporate clients around the world. The company's main floor has a lean, energetic vibe as 20-somethings toss around ideas in multi-screened meeting rooms or a comfortable coffee bar. This place is young, it's hip, and it's leaving town. A few years ago, you might chalk that up as another economic blow to Northeast Ohio. But this is different. Brand Muscle is moving to downtown Cleveland.
Downtown has a new energy, a new vitality, things that we really didn't see a few years ago.
It sure doesn't sound like the place that was long the butt of jokes by late-night comedians. And there are similar stories coming out of Detroit, St. Louis, and Buffalo. Blue-collar towns seem to be attracting a new generation of residents looking for an affordable urban lifestyle.
One of the wake-up calls for me was when two of our employees came to me and said, "Do you know anybody downtown?" And I said, "Why is that?" And they said, "We're on a waiting list to get into an apartment."
We were actually on a waiting list for 4 months before we got in.
Veronica Tarasco and her Brand Muscle co-worker, Kristen Babjack, now share one of the city's hippest addresses, East 4th Street, which is bustling with restaurants and live music venues most nights. Babjack is watching the action from one of the many streetside cafes.
We can leave our apartment and walk 5 feet to a restaurant to get something to eat or to go shopping.
A brand new casino just a couple blocks away has brought even more people into the neighborhood. And Tarasco, who used to live on the East Coast, says there are plenty of other entertainment options.
We have all of our arenas and sporting areas and concerts all in one pretty much walkable area. I know, you know, if you go to a Giants game out in New York, if you're going to the game, you're going to the game. You're not going to tailgate and then get back on the train and go back into the city.
Sitting in a nearby coffee shop, Ari Marin says his father first started developing properties on this street 20 years ago when East 4th was better known as a place for wig shops, drug deals, and prostitutes. His family has bought up most of the old empty office space above the street and converted it to apartments. Marin says that he and other local developers are having a tough time keeping up with the demand.
The apartments are all filled. There are new apartments being built every day. I think what we're really doing is we're riding the wave of a national trend of people rediscovering cities.
Richie Peperinen has been tracking that trend in Northeast Ohio and adjacent states as a researcher at Case Western Reserve University.
A lot of young people in Cleveland and Detroit and Pittsburgh whose parents grew up in the inner city and whose parents left during the white flight movement, they have this attraction to the roots that they never knew.
Jim Russell writes an economic development blog about Rust Belt refugees who are looking to come home, and he confirms that downtown Cleveland is booming.
If you look at the migration data for those specific census tracts, they're positive. And they're not positive by like 10 or 20 people. We're talking 400, 500. That's a pretty significant chunk of people who are young and tend to be college educated. That's a win.
But Richie Peperinen warns that it's just one win in a much larger battle for repopulation.
This is a very complex problem, but getting an inflow of talent into the city is one way to tackle that.
Peperinen says that young people, like Veronica Tarasco, are a blank slate, not burdened with memories of all the old Cleveland jokes.
My friends on the East Coast, they call names to Ohio and Cleveland and stuff, but I think it's just a bad rep that we got.
And for Cleveland and some other hard-hit Midwestern cities, that rep is starting to change. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.